As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports played on a field or ice or court.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line. Same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Now for our story. Today, a short while ago, the custody suit of Meade versus Calvert had been sensationally concluded. Judge Willoughby had turned the child over to the young mother and her husband, Lance. While the courtroom cleared, Lisa and Lance were reunited in the judge's chambers adjoining. There, Aunt Mary Lane had found the young people. During the conversation which followed, Lisa had realized there was something Aunt Mary hoped she would do, something Lisa was very reluctant to do. Now, Mary Lane had started down the hall after saying goodbye.
Mary, wait.
Yes, Lisa.
Aunt Mary, you think I should talk to Bill Meade, don't you?
Well, Lisa, I rather hoped you'd want to.
Perhaps it was cowardly of me, but I hated to face him. And yet it's the least I can do.
Bill had a very deep sense of responsibility toward that baby of yours.
Yes, Aunt Mary, I realize that.
He made sacrifices. Very important personal ones. Changes which may affect his whole future.
That's why I feel so guilty.
And then to discover all of a sudden that he wasn't the baby's father. Well, you can imagine.
Only too well. If only there was some way I could make up to him for everything he's been through because of me.
It's not quite a question of making it up to him, Lisa. I'm afraid that's impossible. But if I were you, I'd talk to him.
Yes, I suppose I should. He's watched the baby growing, changing. I know he must love him. And how he must hate me.
Oh, no, Lisa, I'm sure Bill doesn't hate you. He wants whatever is best for the child.
Well, I do want to talk to him, Aunt Mary, before we leave, but I don't know what to say.
I think you'll know when the time comes, Lisa. The words will be there.
Then I hope I can find him, if he hasn't gone.
Why don't you go back, dear? Perhaps I can find Bill, ask him to stop in at the judge's room for a minute or two.
Would you, Aunt Mary? I'd appreciate it so much.
Of course, Lisa. Right away.
Aunt Mary?
Yes, dear?
I was wondering, do you think it might be better if, well, if Lance took the baby and went out to the car? I mean, it might be painful to Bill with the baby there. Perhaps if we were alone.
I believe you're right, Lisa. I'm sure Lance would understand.
Mrs. Fenner?
Hello.
Aunt Mary told me you were here.
I'm glad you hadn't left yet. I wanted to tell you that... You see, we're leaving in a few minutes, Mr. Meade, and...
Sure. I kind of wanted to talk to you, Mrs. Fenner, but I wasn't sure how you'd feel about it.
I only wish I could tell you, could put into words just how I do feel.
Well, I've got a pretty good imagination. I think I can guess.
I wonder if you can. There's so much I want to say.
Look, Mrs. Fenner, I wish you wouldn't feel so bad about this. I can tell you do.
Yes, I do.
Well, you mustn't. After all, the baby will be better off, and that's the important thing. It's his future I've been worried about. And now, Well, I'm sure there's no worry about that at all.
I only hope I can do a good job of bringing him up.
You will. It's kind of tough to talk about it.
When I think of the mistakes I've made...
You're a human being. We all make mistakes. And I have a hunch you're going to be okay from now on.
It's wonderful of you to be so generous, so understanding. I've caused you all this unhappiness. Now I come and take him away. Just as I...
What, Mrs. Fenner?
Well, Mr. Mead, if it hadn't been for me, you would have had a child. Your own child. You know that. You must be thinking about it.
I know. That's what you said in court.
That's really why I wanted to talk to you, but I don't know what I can say. Telling you that I blame myself, that I'll never forget it, that doesn't change anything. It can't mean anything to you.
Look, Mrs. Fenner, you mustn't blame yourself. You think you're responsible because Kit told you you were.
You're being very kind.
I'm not being kind. But in view of everything that's happened, I think it's hardly credible to think that Kit ever told the truth.
I wish I could... Of course, I didn't see her leave the house, but... Oh, well.
When did it happen?
The end of August. I never will forget.
August? That's funny.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's strange that Ben and Jesse didn't know anything about it then. Or maybe they did. You can't tell about that crew.
Are you talking about Kit's father and his wife?
Sure. They went out there for a couple of days. It was the last of August.
But that's impossible.
Why, Mrs. Fenner?
Well, I remember that period very well. When Kit and I had to go into town, we went together. And we hardly ever left Malibu Beach.
Well, I know they saw her.
But Kit didn't say anything to me.
Then she must have had a reason. I know Ben Calvert saw Kit. They quarreled.
Quarreled?
Yeah. So you see, Mrs. Fenner... You weren't the only one who could have upset her. You know, the more I think about it, the fact that Kit never told you about her father's being there, I wonder.
Mr. Mead, do you suppose... You see, that night there was a storm. I was upstairs in my room a long time before I went down and found Kit. Do you suppose... Oh, no. No, I'm just looking for an out. I
wouldn't say you were looking, Mrs. Fenner. I'd say we'd found it. You said it was impossible for Kit to have seen her father without your knowing it.
Yes, I think so.
But that night, when you said you were upstairs, he could have come to the house, couldn't he?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
And Kit never mentioned her father's visit to you. Now, don't you see? It does fit in.
Yes, if it's true.
I think it's a theory you can accept as fact. It's far more believable to me that Kit would be angry and upset because of Ben than because of you. I know her, Mrs. Fenner. And I'm certain that Ben Calvert thought your baby was his grandson. So, when he saw Kit, it must have been before the accident. And if he was there just for a day or so at the end of August... But don't you see, Mrs. Fenner, how likely it is?
Yes.
So, if it wasn't an accident, if anyone's responsible, I'd say it was Kit's father, and not you.
I wanted to try and say something that would comfort you. Instead, you've helped me.
Well, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't have thought about this other possibility unless we had talked. So, in a way, it settled things for both of us.
Thank you, Mr. Mead. I'll never forget what you've done for me and how understanding you've been.
Well, that's okay. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Fenner. Good luck.
Bill.
Oh, hello, Aunt Mary.
Oh, I'm so glad you're still here, Bill. I thought you'd be gone by now.
No, I'm waiting for the bus.
Well, you can ride back with me.
Oh, thanks a lot, but... Well, you know how it is,
I know. You'd rather be by yourself. I saw Lisa and Lance as they were getting in their car. That's why I'm glad I was able to find you again. Lisa told me about your talk.
Oh.
She's so grateful for what you told her, and so am I. Otherwise, that girl would have had a very heavy burden on her conscience.
Oh, there's no sense to that. She and her husband and their baby. Well, those three at least might start out with a clean slate. There's no reason they should go on suffering because of Kit. So, what I told her probably isn't true, but...
Whether it is or not, at least Lisa knows that you haven't any feeling against her. That was very wonderful of you, Bill. And I think you'll discover that Lisa and Lance aren't the only ones for whom this day means a new beginning.
Bill Meade put his arms around Aunt Mary for a moment. Then she smiled at him and, without another word, walked away. Neither Aunt Mary nor Bill realized that in his desire to help Lisa Fenner, he had hit upon the truth of what happened so many months ago in California. All Kit Calvert's lies have ultimately and finally collapsed now. I wonder what Ben Calvert would do if he should learn what Bill has inadvertently discovered.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.